Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Okay, folks, first the good news. A lot of good news today. Trump might be messing up in Iran, but there's a more important war, and he's winning it right now. Laughed my butt off yesterday at what happened. Don't miss it. Democrats got spanked for their DHS shutdown. How badly? Bill Malusion, Fox News, explains. Zero ICE reforms. ICE and Customs and Border Patrol are now funded with, get this, this is the funny part, an additional $70 billion through the end of the Trump presidency, i.e. you and I get to be safe for three more years. We get to be safe. We've got external border security more than fully funded in Customs and Border Patrol, and we've got ICE. After negotiations fell apart in the Senate, Republicans simply went around the Democrats and funded Trump's immigration enforcement agenda on their own. Dems were powerless to stop it. That's called winning. And this is the best part. This is on top of the money ICE and Customs and Border Patrol already got in the one big, beautiful bill last year. ICE and Customs and Border Patrol now have, this is the best part, more money coming into their coffers than they ever would have if the stupid Democrats hadn't shut the Department of Homeland Security down. Good. Last night, Susan Collins, this is the second thing, Republican senator from Maine bravely voted for the SAVE Act. She flipped her vote. We're at 50, folks. We're at 50. J.D. Vance could break the tie. All we need now is Thune to allow a talking filibuster. He doesn't even have to get rid of the filibuster. Just allow a talking filibuster and we are there. We can save these elections. I mean, it's good. It's looking up. We're winning the right war. Now we just got to win the Iran war. And that, it's not hard. It's just a matter of will. It's a matter of will. Okay. Meanwhile, in this state yesterday, Pam Evett topping out, but not by much. Alan Wilson, just a few points ahead of him. So we've got Evett and Wilson headed into the runoff. I've got an interview with him next, and I'm glad you guys are sending me information, you know, questions for him. Please continue to do that on the text line. Meanwhile, folks, Graham Plattner, the commu-Nazi, and look, folks, all these Democrats know he's a commu-Nazi. They know it. And by the way, self-described communist. I'm not calling him that. He did. And what did they do? Texter writes, what's great is getting old enough to see the people who screech fascist over regular Republicans now voting for Nazi death squad enthusiasts who hurt women. That's the Democrat Party. That's the Democrat Party right there. But we're missing something. This is not hypocrisy. Well, it is. It's hypocrisy on part of the Democrat Party. But they're not voting for Graham Plattner despite the Nazi thing. That's what no one seems to understand here, folks. Gallup poll. Democrats are socialists. That's why Nazism appeals to them. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. Gallup poll, 2010. 51% of Democrats say they have a positive view of capitalism. Today, it's 42%. What about socialism? Back in 2010, 50% had a positive view of socialism. Now it's 66%. What are Nazis fundamentally? They are the German Socialist Workers' Party. They are classic socialists whose platform, when they ran for office the first time, was almost identical to the Democrat Party platform now, built around total control of medicine in order to control people. They're the same people. They're absolutely the same people. They hate the country. This Elon University YouGov poll, I can't talk enough about this. Democrats, the only group to say they want to live in another country, a majority of them, 55% want to live in another country. For Republicans, it's 10%. They hate the country because it's not socialist. That's what this all means. You want Graham Plattner perfectly represents the Democrats right now because there is a horrific strain of anti-Semitism running through that party. Don't take my word for it. Go on Blue Sky and read. It's all socialism, 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 total control, crackdown on free speech, and they hate the Jews. There, I just did Blue Sky for you. You can read millions of posts or just take my word for it. I'm telling you, the more they learn, think about this for a minute, the more they learned that he had not just a Nazi tattoo, but a Totenkopf. In other words, the SS, the guys who ran the death camps, the more popular he got in the last 2 weeks. Think about this. Like 3 weeks, wait, it's been 3 weeks, a month ago, Janet Mills, who's a moderate by comparison, I mean, she's at least not a Nazi, right? The governor of Maine, think about this, it's profound. She dropped out when Graham Plattner hit 61% in polling. Okay? Think about what we've learned since then. The women, the, you know, the kick account, where it's mainly 13 to 24-year-olds, and most especially the Nazi stuff, right? How did he finish yesterday? 73%? The more they learned about the Nazi stuff, the more they learned about who he was, the more popular he got. 61% when he started, he's at 73 yesterday in the vote. And by the way, Janet Mills is still on the ballot. They could have voted for her. They wanted the Nazi. They knew what he was and they wanted him. Why? He's told them, I'm an Antifa super soldier. I'm training with the Maine Socialist Rifle Club. You got to understand something. Nazism is popular in the Democrat Party right now. It is. Check up. They don't use the word Nazi. They don't have to. He is the perfect embodiment of this. And that is why Democrat Socialists of America recruited him.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.